You're listening to The Musical Moment, a bite-sized podcast about our favorite moments in the songs we love.
Hey folks, it's Pete here. Hey, we have a special treat for you this week. Andrew Jones, a listener of the podcast, sent in a musical moment from His Golden Messenger's Cracked Windshield. Now, we've got some explaining to do right off the bat here. Andrew's not just a listener, but he's a buddy of mine. We went to high school together, but we actually didn't know each other in high school. We connected later on, years later, over music that we shared in common, and we still do. Andrew shows his good musical taste here by highlighting His Golden Messenger. That's H-I-S-S, His Golden Messenger. Matt and I were kind of fighting recently over who was going to do a His Golden Messenger musical moment, and Andrew beat us to it. His Golden Messenger has a new record out called Heart Like a Levee. You're going to hear a lot from Matt and I on the Click Track podcast about that record pretty soon. For now, Andrew Jones tells his musical moment from the song Cracked Windshield.
Drifting down the line like the gospel ship, Magnolia ringing, all the bells in my head. I can feel October coming on the back scratch wind. All red weather.
Robert Frost spoke of the poem as a momentary stay against confusion. The same can be said of His Golden Messenger's songs. It's the sort of music for folks unafraid to embrace the ragged, cacophonous nature of life. I first happened upon His Golden Messenger in the fall of 2012. I had just moved to the Midwest from California, about to teach English courses as an adjunct professor after being laid off from the world of publishing. On my walks to campus many mornings that fall semester, I would crest the top of 5th Street and gaze back out at the sun rising over the bluffs along the Mississippi River, all while Poor Moon poured through my earbuds. For a while, the up-tempo steel guitar tracks caught my attention, but I soon settled into the lyrics, or they settled down on me. Not sure I knew it at the time, but I craved something challenging, something that confronted my new town hopefulness and situated me in the trying reality that I was living in. What I soon found, and have continued to find with each successive His Golden Messenger release, was a kinship in finally feeling like an adult. A hard concept to grasp, and one that takes courage to grapple with because its borders are so uncertain. Being a father, a husband, fearing death and pondering an artistic bent, all while trying to provide the basics and fight off existential asides. So often, MC Taylor's lyrics sought redemption in these spheres through the simple gestures of children and family. They helped me to pause and consider joy in consort with despair, the rejoicing and suffering that comes with trying to live an honest, full life. Taylor's lyrics are hard. They buoy us for however brief, and nudge us forward despite our uncertainty, and in the face of regret or self-doubt. And so it is that my musical moment comes near the end of Cracked Windshield, a song from Heart Like a Levee, the newly released His Golden Messenger album. While the song is a slow fire, building sonically and emotionally, it is anchored by the chorus's resonating doubt. I was a dreamer, babe, when I set out on the road, but did I say I could find my way home?
I was a dreamer, babe, when I set out on the road, but did I say I could find my way home? Cracked windshield light, don't you take the best of me?
In the figure a poem makes, Frost wrote that a poem begins in delight and ends in a clarification of life. He said it has an outcome that, though unforeseen, was predestined from the first image of the original mood. It finds its own name as it goes, and discovers the best waiting for it in some final phrase at once wise and sad. Again, this fits Taylor's song. It is with a literal pause, a momentary stay, that his golden messenger makes the listener wait in uneasy space. After the singer seems to come to grips with how to avoid the perils of a journey on the road, the listener feels resolved by the second iteration of the chorus with its subtle change in diction, "Don't you take the best of me." As the chorus ends, it seems the song does too. The singer has found some new direction and determination. Then, there is an 8-second pause as the organ note fades. Just enough to see. Before the piano and guitar pull us back into the song, that pause, that uncertainty, fits with the idea that these songs, too, are a momentary stay against confusion. It forces the listener and the singer to remember the world is bigger than the individual's resolution. There are others to appease and reckon with. There are others the journey affects. The final four lines force the singer and the listener to feel unsettled, anything but sure-footed, and yet it's nothing if not heartfelt. We need to be unsure. We need to be shaken. After all, nothing's as pure as uncertainty.
I can see the ghosts coming home with the tide on a place. I don't know if I'm running.
I don't know if I'm running. A final phrase, both wise and sad, and rooted in the haunting honesty of confusion. And that's my musical moment.
The Musical Moment is made by Pete Gidland and Matt Silas. If you like this podcast, leave us a review on iTunes. And I think you'll also really enjoy the other music podcast we make called Click Track. We'll see you next week.